Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of your bed, put your feet on the floor, and fire up a grill, smoker, or even a deep fryer in your backyard. Or if you're already at deer camp, like Barbecue Bob will be later today, then you might even do it in a Dutch oven. But anyway, it's a great weekend to tailgate, do whatever it is that you like to do on a Saturday, because we're here just to help a little bit. And Barbecue Bob, what's the first thing you're going to cook when you get to deer camp?
Oh, that's a good question. Welcome back. I think I'm a little bit I'm so hardcore on the hunting time that I kind of cheat and I make a lot of stuff up in advance.
That's not wrong.
One of the few things I'll be actually making there is beef stew. And so I've got my big 12-quart Dutch oven, and I've got some beautiful chunks of it was chuck that I got at Sobe Meats. And then I brought up just all kinds of carrots and potatoes and celery and onions and all that stuff, and I'm going to throw it all in the pot. I'm going to put some seasoning in it, and I'm going to head off to my blind. And when I get back, it's going to smell so good. But what I did was I practiced on our chili recipe for the chili cook-off, and I literally smoked that chili, like I told you, it's on the Cajun grill. And I didn't necessarily follow the recipe we did 2 years ago. I played with it a little bit. And,
well, that's chili, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't generally do an exact recipe.
Yeah.
You know, a little of this, get a taste for it.
And I made a whole bunch of it up, because when I leave, the women in my house are spoiled because I'm on the grill like every night.
So,
and
you
like,
say.
Well, yeah. It's like, what are we going to eat when you're gone? It's like, hello, we got a big kitchen here and two hands. You're good.
Right.
So what I do is I grilled up a bunch of chicken breasts. I smoked a brisket. I'm taking half of that with me. And just a bunch of stuff. So they're all set. You know, they can literally hermit out for a week and they'll make it. They won't be dead when I get home from starvation.
They're probably good to see your taillights go down the driveway, if the truth was known.
Very competent in the kitchen. Yeah. It'll just force them to put Netflix down for a while.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about this chili and beer festival that we're a part of on December the 3rd. And the reason is there's still room for a couple teams.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, we're in Ada, Michigan, and you can find this thing on Facebook, the Ada Chili and Beer Festival is what it's called. Now, Barbecue Bob and I, this is the third year we're going to be in this thing.
Yeah.
We won it the first year.
Yeah.
We took second place last year. We're coming back. We're bringing it all. And if you want to come and have a great day of fun, I think we start at like 6:30 in the morning and it's a health department inspection, because we're opening. The chili is served from 11 to 3 to the public. And you just get in there, throw down some chili. We're pairing up with the Gravel Bottom Brewery.
How fun.
This year. But if you're interested in getting involved, I know there's a few spots left. It's the Ada Chili and Beer Festival. Just look them up on Facebook. You'll find that, and you'll be able to come in there and rub elbows with Barbecue Bob and I, because you know, you got to be comfortable with finishing second if you get in. But other than that, we'd love to have you there.
I told you not to talk. You know what?
Smack? Come on, we got to throw a little bit of smack down. Rob at the poorhouse.
Yeah, you're good at that. You're good at that. So here's Jop 2 years ago. Hey, I signed us up for a chili cook-off. I'm like, really? Yeah. I'm like, wow. Well, what is it? Good nationally sanctioned chili cook-off at that. And so blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, gosh, I didn't know that was your strong suit. And he just started laughing. He's like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, well, you must be awful confident if you sign
us
up.
Well, I just know the competition. Right? Yeah. There's great competition. It's a lot of fun, and it's just bragging rights. We did get invited to the national, as winning it, though. We got invited to a national cook-off.
Yeah.
We didn't go. And
money.
Yeah, and we won't again if we win. This is a local thing, but it is West Michigan or wherever you're coming from. If you think you can bring it in a pot of chili, check it out. They ate a chili and beer festival. It's on December 3rd on a Saturday morning. Love to have you guys.
Well, we're going to have some new tricks up our sleeve this year. But my point was, and to me, honestly, I don't hold off. I never got the trophy anyway. I think it's in your office.
Well,
as I
recall. You get everything else.
Yeah,
I get the trophy.
Right.
my business is in Ada. When people walk in, it makes a little bit of sense.
Sure, right? Sure.
Yeah. But they are doubling the number of teams. They're looking for 30 teams this year, so the competition
will
be stiff.
That was my point. It's like last year alone, that thing was huge.
Right.
There were like 15, probably 30 microbrewers.
Right, yep, yep, exactly. Yep.
It was a ton of fun, and I got to tell you, they did it for being a local chili cook-off. They really have a good foundation.
Yeah, they're going to have a band and everything. And it is sanctioned again if you're interested in competing.
But I saw some cool pictures that you posted on the Grilling Guys of you with your new charcoal pit and rotisserie doing a loin. Tell us what you did.
You know, that was a lot of fun. Our friends over at Sobe Meats had a great deal on whole beef loins. So I went over and bought one. And, you know, a beef loin is about the size of a softball on one end and about the size of a tennis ball on the other. So I cut the thing in half so it was about the same circumference, right? And froze off the big half and actually gave that to you for deer camp. So I hope you enjoy it. But the small end, put it together on the rotisserie with the forks. And this is simple, guys, and that's why I wanted to go over it. I set up my charcoal grill with the rotisserie over the top. I set an offset fire. Right, my charcoal grill is rectangular. It's not a circle one. It's a stainless steel one. It's rectangular. So I push the fire to the back so it's not directly under the rotisserie. And I put those forks on there and kind of crunch that whole piece of loin together as tight as I could get it so it was uniform in circumference. Because that's the key when we're doing rotisserie food is that you want it to be the skewer down the middle of it, and you want it to be about the same diameter so it doesn't get overdone on one side as it rolls and underdone on the other. It's not a science, but just look at it and try to run your skewer down the middle. Then I put a little – all I did, and this is just – I trimmed a little bit of the excess fat off it, and then I put some of our Old World Olive Company garlic EVO on the outside.
Love that stuff.
Covered it with simple, guys. There's no magic here. Just a Montreal Canadian steak seasoning. You've seen this stuff
Gordon's
in the bottle.
Foods.
Anywhere you want to get it. And it's salt, garlic, a little bit of pepper, red pepper flake, and there's some dehydrated onion in there. Yep. And you just put that stuff on there with the oil. It makes it stick very liberally on there. Set that thing and forget it. You know what? I checked it after about 45 minutes. I was at 112 degrees internal temperature. I wanted to go to 125 in an hour. I had about 3 pounds of beef loin done and took it off, let it rest, and then cut it. You can see that video on the Grilling Guys. It turned out fabulous. But the thermopen
was
the key.
I was just going to say that. Here's your reason to go get that new MX4, Mark IV, whatever it's called. Thermopen, $99, flip screen, everything. But, you know, when I was doing this brisket just the other day, I was doing all kinds of stuff. And I was really struggling because it was the first time I did one on my Cajun. So I was, you know, it's new piece of equipment. I've had the grill for a long time, but I have so many smokers. I've never tried smoking anything that big on the Cajun. It worked beautifully, by the way. But I couldn't find my thermopen because the boys were home. And they helped Maureen clean up the kitchen, the mess I made, and they put it in a different spot. And I was running all over the place trying to find it. You have to have a thermopen. Go to the Grilling Guys website or go to, and click on the link there. It'll take you right to the page to show you every product. And our website's just a great resource for all that stuff. But I'm telling you, also, I forgot to tell you, when I was down with T-Gid, they're bringing out a totally stainless version of the Cajun. They're going to bring it up north. That thing's hitting the market again. Dude, you have to see this new stainless Cajun. It is bad. You know what?
Yep, very cool. Lots of fun when you get to see new equipment. You get to try it out, and you kind of know the history. Like we talked to Ed Boyd or the Percy Guidry Company.
And next week, I'm going to turn you on to another really cool thing I found at the show. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But it's exotic. It's exotic, baby.
Yeah, anything that's exotic and associated with Barbecue Bob, you're going to want to listen to. So coming up next, we got one little closing segment here. Might talk a little bit about some deer camp stew. Stick with us. We'll be back.